More Heart Than Talent Radio.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, in the GMS studio. So you'll see me doing different lives. I sometimes do it at my desk, but this is also the studio where I've been doing the lives for the last year on the Tuesday afternoon More Heart Than Talent Facebook Live. Hi, Kelly. Welcome to the Facebook Live. Mark, welcome to the Facebook Live. A beautiful day in Northern California, approaching 100 degrees. And we like to say in Northern California, dry heat. Big difference between dry heat and wet heat. So if you are coming on the Facebook Live here this afternoon, welcome. I see Eric Picard. Kevin, welcome to the call. Jimmy Miller, welcome to the live. For 20 plus years, I had a More Heart Than Talent mindset call every Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. A little over a year ago, we moved this to a Facebook Live, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time in the afternoon. Now, the topic for today's call is content that I've covered, and I'll cover it in a different forum, but this is a very, very deep call, deep live for me today. It means a lot. It's called Inner Knowing, Inner Peace. And what that means is that to really find that inner peace and then to know that you're good enough and to know that you're capable and then to know that you are in the right place at the right time is consciousness. And in that level of energy, it's a very aware energy. It's an inner knowing. Inner knowing eliminates doubts. It eliminates anxiety about outcomes that have not happened. And it takes the worry, the anxiety, the fear and doubt out of your energy. And as you live in a relaxed body, you're able to attract your reality more frequently, people of like mindset, people of like consciousness. So in covering some of this content that I've been covering this for over 20 plus years, I started this journey when I got clean and sober 31 plus years ago. And in those first few years, I was in a lot of doubt. Am I going to be good enough? Can I make it? Am I going to stay sober? I would overwhelm myself being overwhelmed. Eventually, I became very grounded and comfortable in my own body. I learned a lot about mind-body connections by reading Louise Hay in the late 80s, by reading John Bradshaw, who had groundbreaking content in the 80s called Coming Home, and then followed that with his companion book called Healing Your Inner Child, which was a groundbreaking content in the late 80s. Now, this Saturday, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Scott Aaron. Scott is a LinkedIn trainer, a personal trainer, and a top-tier entrepreneur that I had the privilege of coaching. So Scott and I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Great location at the Marriott Hotel at the Philadelphia Airport. Great for me because I don't have to even get in an Uber to go to my room or where the event is, but it's right in the Philadelphia Airport. Next Saturday, I will be in one of my favorite cities in the United States. That is St. Louis, Missouri, with my new millionaire apprentice, Dylan Albertson. Through 6 degrees of separation, Dylan and I are connected through his father, Marty Albertson, who I went to college with in 1977 and 8. Marty and I are on the same campus. He was a top-tier starting football player and a starting baseball player at the college where I attended. And then later, I ended up coaching his mom, Tiffany Albertson, for 3 years. So there are no accidents. That's like multiple degrees of 6 degrees of 6 degrees broken down to a very short degree of separation called the science of attraction. So Dylan will be traveling with me the rest of this fall. I'll be in Chicago, Illinois, September 14th. That will be a rocking event. In September 21st, I will be in Saddlebrook, New Jersey. And then I'll be on the October 5th, I'll be in Seattle. October 12th, I'll be in Columbia, South Carolina. So those are my events that I have lined up for the rest of the year. And I'll be covering content that's similar to this content on letting go, consciousness, being aware, understanding, knowing, and then creating inner peace, but most importantly, inner knowing. So inner knowing is like this, it's like where you line up a gun barrel. And if you don't have a scope, you're looking down the sights, and you're looking down the end, what becomes the vanishing point. That's what inner knowing is. So in my definition of inner knowing, it's a vacuum where you're looking straight ahead and you know that you know. And in knowing, it's an I am state. I am knowing. I am that I am, and I know that I know. And in that situation, there's ND, no doubt. Now, when you live in a no doubt zone, you seldom experience challenges. You seldom experience conflict. You sell because you become so good at letting go that you're always letting go. That And you become so humble in humility that you can't be humiliated, meaning you're not rejected, you're not abandoned, and you're able to sidestep and circumvent conflict and chaos and drama that other people put in your line of vision. And in that space, you let go, you surrender. That's the real term, you surrender. It's a David Hawkins term that he really popularized in the book Letting Go. It means you surrender. And what surrender means is you let go of your ego. Ego meaning not your arrogant or eccentricness, but your ego meaning the pain body that you live in, that you want to be right in, that you want to be in conflict with, that you stay emotionally addicted to a set of feelings, and you continue to perpetuate the same feelings over and over, creating the same outcome that keeps you disappointed, meaning you don't receive the appointment. Now, as you begin to separate feelings from events and let go in a much more relaxed body, now you're not a mind-body connection to any events from the past. It means that you are you and you are free, so that your body doesn't react to the stimulus. Instead, your body is not doing anything because your body is one with. Your body and brain are you. And in knowing and inner peace, you're able to sense, see, and feel what's happening. And instead of stepping in the trap or stepping in the hole, you see it before it happens and you step around it. It's a let-go process that becomes a very valuable asset to your consciousness, because it means seldom do I, while I live in an I am state, I am me and I am free, seldom do I relapse. Seldom do I get overwhelmed. Seldom do I cause chaos. Seldom do I cause drama. Because there is a human factor in I am human, I meaning you, there's a human factor, there's a possibility that your body will relapse. But because you become a lot more one with in an inner knowing in a relaxed body in a very relaxed energy, now that relaxed energy allows other people to follow you. They want to be a part of what you're doing. It's very charismatic. In a football game or a sporting game, the team looks to the captain. The team looks to the coach. The team looks up to the press box and looks up to the owner because they want to know that there's someone there who can lead them, or someone will rise to the occasion and be the leader that people are looking for. And that comes from a very relaxed body. Now, I've experienced this myself. It's a warp speed of time. It's a slow down speed up time. If you've ever seen the movie The Matrix, it's a lot like that, where time gets bent and the bullet passes and then it comes back like this. And so in that space and time, in that space and consciousness, in that vacuum, if there's an alignment that lines up and there's a level of ease that begins to happen, it means it becomes easy. Easy is the acronym. EASY is the spelling. The study of it is easyosophy. Well, you're an easyologist, meaning that there's an alignment where life becomes easier. You cease struggling, you cease being overwhelmed, you cease being in conflict, and you've developed a skill called letting other people be right. Even when you're right, you don't have to prove you're right because you know you're right. That's inner knowing. And by knowing you're right doesn't mean you're righteous. It means you know you're right and you're comfortable with being right. And you don't have to validate, justify, or explain yourself to anyone else because you can easily and effortlessly let go. But when your inner dialogue with yourself keeps saying, I've studied a lot, I've done a lot of these things, I don't understand why I'm not. I'm confused, I'm disappointed, I'm disgusted. I mean, it's a whole different level of I am. When you let go of that inner conflict that you reside in, now you free yourself. If you've ever been in a legal situation or a divorce, or someone wants to prove you wrong or take you down or prove that you're not good or whatever it is they're doing, that's when you really have to learn to surrender, because you're encountering the wrong kind of conflict, the wrong kind of person. As you become more flexible rather than rigid, now you can respond to the stimulus rather than continuing to react in it in fight or flight. Now, this is the outline that I write before each and every one of my calls. I seldom follow it, but here are the bullet points on inner knowing and inner peace. Was silence your inner critic, mastering letting go, the mind-body connection. I'll spend a little time on this before I get off the live here today. Separate your feelings from the events. Simplify your life. That is a major context. Raising your connections and living in a relaxed body. But let's look at mind-body connections. I have a sinus infection. I have a respiratory issue. I'm all stopped up. I have a headache. I mean, these are body ailments that the American populace will tend to run to the Farmaceria, that's what it is in Italian. They'll run to the farmaceria and they'll stand in line and they'll buy over-the-counter medication, or they'll call in their doctor and they'll get a prescription to address their ailment. Rather than looking at the mind-body connection to what is connecting their diseases in their body. Now, as you begin to live holistically and you have a better understanding of mind-body connections, cause and effect, you start to understand your own emotional code, you put together the pieces and the events that shape the feelings, you have a better understanding of this. Rather than addressing the effect, the headache, start to address the cause of what's the headache about. Who am I upset with? Who do I feel violated me? Now, when this doesn't happen to you, I seldom get headaches. When you're seldom in conflict with other people, you'll seldom attract ailments and diseases. But if you're constantly in a state of chaos, conflict, have to be right, always happens to me, can never find a parking space, always end up in the back, this thing's always, there's always a traffic jam. Oh my God. I mean, when you communicate like this, you'll attract your reality, people and situations to foster your feelings. As you begin to change the way you feel about self, as you begin to change the way you feel about the universe and others, now you're stepping out of the mind-body connection that kept you in conflict, anger, resentment, hate, and ego. Now, that energy, as you dissipate that energy, a lot happens in your body. Your liver calms down. Your headaches that you used to get that were caused by subluxations in C1 and C2 on both sides of your neck, that's cervical 1 and 2, that's the atlas and the axis. And then there's C3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. That's the cervical spine. Then there's the thoracic, and then there's the lower lumbar. And as you start to be in alignment with self, as you become one with, as you start to have peace, as your breathing cycle changes, if you're in a lot of anxiety and you're in a very short breath cycle, I'm going to call some leads today and I'm going to approach and avoid. That's what many people do, is they walk up and then they walk around. They walk to and then they walk around. They end up at the refrigerator over here, or they end up over here on Instagram looking at pictures of exercise videos. That's what many people do, is they get distracted and they distract themselves from creating results to fulfill avoiding perceived pain that does not happen. Now, when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, no longer the mind-body connection, meaning that if you tell yourself, oh, it's the fall, it's the hay fever season, you've already created a lot of pollen in the air, I have to stay in. Well, that's the outer world, but it's your inner world. Your respiratory situations are your stuffed up. You're holding on to situations. You're in repressed states of energy that creates respiratory issues. As if you live in a heavy heart, it can end up causing heart challenges or any multitude of situations that you don't understand until you step into a place called quantum healing. As you move into that space, you become a lot more holistic. You stay out of the world of big pharma and big medicine, and you focus on being holistically sound and holistically healing yourself. Then you start to neutralize some of the mind-body connections that creates the events that create your diseases. And when you're very rigid, when you're anxious, when you're afraid, when you're worried, your body's not in any state of flow, it's in a state of resistance. When you're chronically avoiding, when you're pissed off, angry, in resentment, can't figure it out, people violate you all the time, then you're gonna attract your reality, people and situations, to fulfill these feelings that keep you in a mind-body connection and anxiety, fear, and doubt. Now, letting go is a mechanism. It's like this. There's a mechanism to it. It's a lock. 37 twice right, 17 once left, 13 once right. Click. The set of tumblers line up. That means, and in that, that's the mechanism of letting go. So letting go, here's step number one. Letting go is a longer breath cycle. Number two, letting go is being able to accept who I am, where I am, what I've done, and who's done what to me. So that's A, B, C, and D. That's step two, A, B, C, and D. Who I am, what I've done, and who's done what to me. That requires rigorous honesty. Not, I don't know, my childhood was a blur. I don't remember. I don't understand. Be clear. I mean, your body recorded every event that ever happened to you. Go to a hypnotherapist, hypnotize yourself, let go, understand why you do what you do. Let go of your repressed feelings, your suppressed feelings. Be honest with yourself. Come from integrity. Be genuine. Let go. Step number three is forgiveness. You begin to forgive yourself and others who have traumatized you. You let go of the shame that you hold on to for the events you don't want anyone to find out about. You became a lot more open about it. You speak about it. You talk about it. You reflect on it. You let it go. And then step number four is moving into a higher state of consciousness. That is letting go. So number one is acceptance. Number two is forgiveness. Number three is moving into gratitude and being in that space. And number four is letting go. As you start to understand why you do what you do, then you're not the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. Acceptance, forgiveness, gratitude, letting go. I mean, when you move into that state, you're not the mind-body connection to the events anymore. This is what allows you to elevate your consciousness. This is also will change who and what shows up in different aspects of your business and or your life. And there are no accidents. You'll create synchronicity on command and through your energy that you transmute because you're coming from consciousness, being aware, inner peace, inner knowing. And you're not angry. You're taking the edge off that anger. Anger becomes passion. Anger becomes compassion. Anger becomes gratitude. Anger becomes gratefulness. When you live in this type of energy, you're virtually changing the field that you transmute from. So that the brain is a transmitter and a receiver, in a relaxed state of consciousness, you are creating an altar call. You are virtually saying in an unconscious body, I'm representing a great opportunity that I can present to you. Are you open to receive? I'm receiving, I'm offering, I'm giving, I'm presenting. Are you in a position to receive? And you'll encounter people who come up with objections, reasons, qualified excuses. They'll come up with stories and other multitude of situations. Your responsibility is not to react to their reaction. Your responsibility is to be able to respond, understand the situation as it is, and let it go without personalizing, making someone wrong, making it about yourself. This always happens to me. I screwed up. I don't want to offend someone. I don't want to make a mistake. I don't want to get in trouble. As you're able to easily and effortlessly let go of some of the feelings you have held on to based on events that are unresolved, you're elevating your consciousness. So if you're prospecting, communicating, selling a house, you're a real estate investor, you're an online brander, you're a content writer, you're able to do it from inner peace, inner knowing. You don't have writer's block. You don't get in the space, I don't know what to be, who to say, what to do. What are my friends going to think? What are my family? You don't get into this emotional chatter that talks you out of your brilliance. Instead of talking yourself out of your brilliance, you step into it. You step into it and you let it go. You let it flow because you're no longer the mind-body connection to those events that you used to hold on to. Simplifying your life. What a concept. What a context. Simplifying your life can begin with letting go of a lot of the clutter that you hold on to. If you're a clutteraholic, if you're a hoarder, if you have to walk through your house in a maze, if you're very disorganized, well, that's an addiction. And as you start to understand why you're so overwhelmed, I mean, more than likely you got overwhelmed because you had a lot going on as a child. You were put in a position that you lost your innocence. You had to take on roles that you shouldn't have taken on, and it has overwhelmed you. You were an overwhelmed child, now you're an overwhelmed teenager. Now you're overwhelmed in your 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and here you are in your 30s, 40s, and 50s living in an overwhelmed body. Well, the reason is there's events that happen to you. If you're undisciplined, unorganized, don't have a method, a system, or a routine, it's not get one, it's develop some. Practice the simple emotional discipline. Start to be and stay more organized. Don't talk yourself out of it. Talk yourself into it. Move into a state where you can liquidate some of the situations that no longer serve you. Call a dumpster. Call someone who specializes in it. Feng shui. Call someone who can feng shui or do it yourself. But reorganize your life and re-educate your expectations. But if you expect to be overwhelmed, your communication style will communicate it. If you expect to be unorganized, you'll tell yourself, oh my God, I'm so unorganized. I don't know where to start. Well, that's what many people do, not to finish. They tell themselves they don't know where to start. So not only they don't start, they never finish. If you're not a finisher, then you're a starter avoider, and that's what many people do. They avoid starting because they can't control the outcome. And that's what so Much of society lives in this overwhelmed state of unconscious consciousness, perpetuating the same set of feelings over and over to create a similar outcome. Now, if you are so done with this, if you're like, oh my God, I am so done with this, then you'd mean it. If you're really done with it, be done with it. I'm one of those people, and in one decision, I never drank again. Anyone can do that. It's not difficult. It is a decision. The commitment comes with the decision. The commitment, without the decision, there is no commitment. So what many people do is they avoid committing, because if they commit, then, oh my God, I have to be responsible. I'm not sure if I can do that. When you know you're done with it, state it. When you know you're ready, let go of the outcome and move into it. The outcome will be created by your brilliance, by your results. The outcome will come from the simple discipline practiced one day at a time over and over that creates a routine, a habit. It creates a discipline. I am a very disciplined, organized, methodical, systemized human being. That's an affirmation. That may not be you, but practice it. I am learning the skill of organization. I am learning to be and stay organized. Anyone can clean their desk, but the skill is for it to stay in an organized state. That's a detail. That's a system. That's a routine. But if you're not this type of person, then how are you ever going to master the moving parts of being a millionaire, millionaires? I have assistants who assist me all day long. I delegate everything I can out to them, but I'm also focused right here, right now. I'm in the upstairs of my house, and when I finish this Facebook Live, I will go right downstairs. My ass will be in a chair, in a place, in a desk, and I'll be focused on the task at hand. I have several hours of coaching this afternoon. I have prospecting, other details, and other duties, and I'm going to spend quality time with my fiance later this evening. I have dedicated blocks of time dedicated to certain details and aspects of business ownership, and then of being a soul having a human experience. And when you can separate those two and be one with yourself in both identities, because you're a business owner and you're yourself, but through both of them, you're yourself. But you're dedicating blocks of time to your business, and you dedicate blocks of time to your life, and in that, your inner knowing. You'll know you succeed in both of them, because it's inevitable when you let go. Once you let go, success becomes inevitable. You can't possibly not succeed when you become skilled at letting go, because you're not attached to the outcome. The outcome finds you much easier. So you're able to easily and effortlessly. Now, this is my 30-day chip that I was given in January of 1989. So that was my 30-day chip. It says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Now, that was given to me over 31 years ago. So, I mean, I have held on to that affirmation over and over. I've said it thousands of times. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So that's my first affirmation that I started to say over and over. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded success seekers that can foster change, meaning, and purpose. I mean, write your own affirmations. I also have them on affirmation cards called More Heart Than Talent cards. But learn to speak into existence the reality you're in process of creating. And know this. Be aware of it. Understand it. And believe it. Now, as you begin to do that, your magnetism, your energy, your ability to transmute on command, your reflexes, your ability to close sales, create transactions, move money, attract people to your reality that see, sense, and feel you. And as you're able to be this person, you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape your feelings. There's a lot less conflict when you're conscious. People don't seek conflict from you because they sense that you're not going to give it back to them. When you're in power, there is no force. When you're in force, you have to have a counterforce or an opposition. And when you're a counterforce, someone will find you to be their force so that you can be in conflict. When you're no longer conflict conscious and you're prosperity conscious, you won't attract your reality, people, and situations to fulfill your disappointment. As you elevate your energy, change your vibration, move into higher levels of consciousness, you'll attract your reality more frequently in a law of average. opportunities, opportunists, and people who seek your message. When you become skilled at writing the message, when you become a skilled blogger, a skilled texter, a content writer, a product developer, a woman or man of influence or affluence, your attractor factor changes. You're no longer a noble struggler, struggleholic. You're no longer in poverty consciousness. You're not holding on to the throat of money. The biggest challenge that so many Americans, Canadians, Australians, and New Zealanders live in is they live in chronic debt. They're chronic debtors, don't understand their mortgages, don't understand their payments, don't understand the college loan process, don't understand the interest that they continue to pay, and then show up and go, I'd love to hire you, but my situation's unique. Not only do I not have any money, I don't have any credit. And here these people are 50, 40 years old, tiptoeing quietly through life, seeking change, yet perpetuating the same situation over and over. No longer the mind-body connection, the events that shape my feelings. Scott Aguiar, who's on the Facebook Live today, Scott says that 15 years ago when he hired me, it was a huge investment in his story. Now, Scott and his wife, Molly, used to live right near me in California Gold Country over in Calaveras County. I remember them when they were young superstars in XL Communication back in 2001 and 2002. They came to an event in Stockton, California, brought about 40 of their teammates. I did events for them in San Diego and really watched them launch their career like that. Scott's an exceptional success coach. Scott Aguilar, Scott Aguiar. So my local homeboy from here in Calaveras County. So thank you. So this, if you're ready to break through, if you are seeking change, if you're in the process of letting go, if you don't have a dialogue with money that's conducive to talking yourself out of prosperity, reciprocity, I offer 20-minute coaching sessions. If you want the free ebook, that ebook can be delivered at jeffsinnercircle.com. Jeffs with an S, innercircle.com. There's a 94-page ebook. Or you can go straight to my Facebook Messenger, send me your phone number, and I'll respond, not react. I'll respond very quickly with a free 20-minute coaching session. In those 20 minutes, I'll give you insight and inner guidance and wisdom on the cause and effect of why you do what you do. There's no obligation to hire me, but if you have some level of interest in finding out about my coaching services, request a free 20-minute coaching session. This Saturday, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. If you want to know where I am on a Friday night, I'll be at a place called Dante and Luigi's in South Philadelphia. The food there is not good. It's exceptional. Next Friday night, I'll be at my homeboy Charlie Gito's joint on the hill in St. Louis. Charlie and my good friend Michael Garozzo are first cousins, so I've dined at both their restaurants many, many times. So enjoy the good life that you deserve it. Associate with great friends, great people, create a culture, create a team, and have an outstanding afternoon.